those charters are. Even in a conversation we have at the breakfast table, at the end of it we wonder where it is started from. It's like following a skein of wool that's rolled away for so long, and now we're trying to roll it back, which reminds me of Mary Dressler, you know, the actress, the Hollywood star, the Hollywood star Mary Dressler of old times. Baba remembered her especially because at the time when Mary Pickford and Douglas Fairbanks gave Baba a reception at their house, a party in Baba's own, he was invited. All the others, so many, a number of the other stars were there. So Baba and some of his men, Mandali, were there. And among the stars who met Baba, Gary Cooper, Charles E. Lawton, Cary Grant, I hope they'll forgive me if I don't remember the name, but I know Boris Karloff was there because my brother Jal said that Boris Karloff came over to Jal and said, teach me one Hindustani sentence so I can go and tell Mir Baba. And Jal, I think, did, and he went and told Baba, and Baba was delighted. But Baba remembered Mary Dressler, and he said that Mary Dressler couldn't help expressing an affection that was more than just casual, you know. She seemed to be drawn to Baba so much. She loved Baba. So the way she would sit beside him and just sometimes caress his sleeve, and it seems Baba said that he even told him afterwards in a whisper in his ear, because Baba was silent, let's go for a walk in the garden, you know, and there you can talk to me. I won't tell anybody. Nobody will know, you know, just. But what brought to mind Mary Dressler is we had seen a number of films of Mary Dressler. She was a wonderful actress. And one film, you wouldn't believe it. All this lady did was simply walk from one end of a station platform to the other and walk back. And everybody in the cinema and the theatre was doubled up laughing in stitches. And what was it, Trey? She was walking among a lot of the people that always crowd a platform. And this old lady, that is the part that she played, this old lady was knitting, and there was a ball of wool in her pocket, and she was knitting along. She never wasted her time. Whatever she did, she was always knitting. So here she was walking across the platform, knitting. And then this ball falls out, which she doesn't know about. And so she weaves through people, in and out, still knitting. And she gets to the end of the platform, and she thought she would roll up her, put by her things and finds. But no, the ball of wool fell out at that other end. So she takes that lady, and she goes along back, you know, winding from this end, and weaves in and out of people to get, and just during that time, the hilarious things that happen, that's all. She doesn't even say a word. And we were just laughing and enjoying some, that kind of a star she was. How fortunate, what a lucky woman that she felt more drawn to Baba than just as a curiosity, maybe, I don't know, because he's a personality and wonderful. But we saw Douglas Fairbanks' film this summer in Pune, our summer. We have 2 weeks holiday in Pune, 2-3 weeks. And we saw a number of videos. And one of the videos was Thief of Baghdad, silent film, Douglas Fairbanks Sr. And we've been trying to get that film for quite some time. And Anna Rosa of the society brought it for us this time. And just then, as the moment we got it in our hands, we get a letter from Louis Agostini, a Baba lover now in Florida, who says that he has been in correspondence with Douglas Fairbanks Jr. because he was not successful in putting Baba books and things in Pickfair, the house that belonged to Douglas and Mary in the old days, where Baba was entertained, which is now in other people's hands who have bought it. and telling them, look, this is the place where Meher Baba's presence is there, where Meher Baba visited, came in person, you know. So please, here is some books about him, some information. But they didn't respond. So in the end, he got in touch with Douglas Burbank Jr., who said that we're just coming over to New York because there's a showing of The Thief of Baghdad in Radio City Music Hall, the place where Baba and we went in 1952. Later, we visited there. So the way these coincidences weave in and out, just like Murray Dressler with that ball of wool, you know, just goes in and out. That's wonderful.
Money. A little addendum to that story. Fred Stankus, his boss, owns Pick Fair. And Fred has been there in Pick Fair. I think he was there last year at a party. And,
yes, yes. And so we were seeing it about the same time in Pune. Mm. And then Louis also sent us a newspaper clipping showing Douglas Fairbanks Jr. and an old-time actress with at the back there are posters, Thief of Baghdad. Wonderful picture. It's funny. They didn't need sound. It didn't need words. There was music a little bit. Didn't need silence speaks.